Hope you got one.
For Alvin.
Your phone.
This is funny. This is a funny one.
Well, we'll have to try. Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh, wait. Somebody calling us?
Somebody's calling us.
Oh, well, answer it.
Hello? Hello, Alvin?
Yeah.
Alvin!
Oh, my goodness.
Are you ready?
It's time for your question. Would you rather? Are you ready?
Hang on. I gotta get in the spirit real quick.
Okay.
You got about 5 seconds.
Ready? You in? Okay, you ready?
All right.
Are you ready? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
You sound different.
I do?
Okay, don't get focused on sounding different.
I don't want to, don't tell me that.
Just ask the question.
Okay, are you ready?
She already said he's ready.
Would you rather have to... I haven't asked yet. Would you rather have to run the length of a football field as fast as you can while wearing a pair of football shoes with the cleats inside the bottom of the shoe, or run it barefoot and every 20 yards there is a 10-yard span of hot coals?
Now, when we say football feet, are we talking about the kind that have the plastic studs or the metal studs?
Metal.
No, plastic.
I don't know. Whatever.
Football
it hurts.
Is plastic. Yeah, it hurts.
Whatever, it hurts. It hurts.
So run as fast as I can.
With those things stabbing you in the bottom of your feet. Or run on hot coals.
Run the same distance every 10 yards, coals on your feet.
Right.
I see.
Da 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 da.
And the reason why I would do the cold is they're running. So technically, when you're running, there is some jumping involved. So I figured I could just jump over as much of the cold as I can, and then wherever I do land on, I just keep on jumping off until I get on solid ground. And then I pick up some speed, jump over the cold. Because technically, running is jumping. You jump with each foot out. So I run through the cold.
You're going with the coals?
She's going with the coals.
He's going with the coals.
300. Let's. I went case 1, 4, and 3. Let's open up those cases.
What?
What?
I don't know what you just said.
You said what?
Going with case 1, 3, and 4. For who wants
to... He's going with case 1, 3, and 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'm with you now. I'm
the
with you.
Game
yes,
with the
yes,
opens. The,
yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm, all right. It took me a minute. Sorry.
All right. Well, we will call the paramedics and get the burn unit ready. And
well, I think you'll help with the corns.
So thanks for playing, Alvin, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, bye-bye. Alvin. Okay. I have one for you.
You have one for me? Didn't we do
funny.
This last time?
I don't care. This is funny. Would you rather?
Well, why did you do it to Alvin if it was funny?
I gave one for... This one is for you.
This
See,
is
some of these
special?
Are made for you.
She's special for me.
They are. They're made for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have the theme song of your choice play whenever you walk? Or have your own mood lighting wherever you are?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Let me tell you something about Brad. He loves mood lighting.
He's all about the lighting.
Yes. But he also would really love to have music play when he walks.
I do like my own theme song.
Okay, play the theme song. Maybe that'll help.
It would help if I played my own theme song that Brian Bridges wrote me, who's a genius. Oh, okay.
I actually quoted that today. Look at the brain on Brad. Helen has brain as a spelling word this week.
Yeah.
Brad Big Daddy with a microphone. Not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chaz. Got the pizzazz. Two blind squirrels and a girl podcasting long lasting. Check out the brain on Brad.
So I have this play whenever I entered a room.
No, whenever you walk.
Whenever I walk.
Uh-huh. Or have your own mood lighting wherever you are.
My own mood lighting wherever I are. You know what? I'm going to go for mood lighting. I'm going to go with the mood lighting because even as great as a theme song would be, it might even get on my own nerves. Huh. But having mood lighting around, I would always be in a good mood.
You'd have ambient light wherever you were.
Ambient light, mood light, wherever I was. That would be
okay,
awesome.
He's going with the mood lighting.
Going with the mood lighting.
I would like to say something about poor Chipmunk, that his feet are burnt because according to Mythbusters,
you should not run.
And they did because they actually had Adam. Yes. They didn't tell him the trick about the whole walking on coals thing. Mm-hmm. They figured out that there was a trick to it.
Yeah, and the trick was just to walk at a normal pace.
Because if you run, you're pounding that the fire into your feet and you will burn yourself. The other way, you don't because you're not applying a lot of pressure.
Yes, and the other thing is that the coals are more likely to stick to the bottom of your feet.
Right, because you're pushing them into your foot, right? And that's what burns you.
Right.
And so they didn't tell him that, which was really mean. And he went bolting across this whole thing, and he burned his feet. And so I just feel bad that Chipmunk's going to have burnt feet.
I think I'd still take the cleats on the inside of the shoe, though.
Would you?
Yeah, because even if
if they're plastic, I mean, you know.
Well, the worst thing that can happen is they're gonna really, really hurt you. And maybe cut your feet a little bit, but I can't deal with burns.
No, burns hurt, man. They sting for a long time.
They're his feet.
And you got to walk.
They're not my feet. They're his feet.
So it's his choice. It was his would you rather.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Everybody stand up. Let's do calisthenics. Like a Christian. It's Calisthenics Monday.
Hey.
I get to my favorite part. My favorite part. All right, so now the way this works, surely everybody knows how this works by now. Stand up. Stand up. And you put your elbows out, and then you raise your hands up high, and you can do a little jumping jack when you do this, okay? You do it to the beat. Everybody knows what you're doing. So it's sort of like a little dance. You can do a little dance in between or whatever if you want to. But as long as you get, the point is to get you up and get your blood pumping, you know? And you touch your toes. Try touching your toes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can do it. Yeah. Hey, how was the last time you saw your toes? Here you go. Hands up high. Elbows out. Hands up high. Elbows out. Hands up high. And I live like a Christian. Hands up high. Elbows out. Hands up high. Good job, everybody. Good job. Don't break a sweat, Tim. Sit down. Calm down.
That's a long way down for him.
Well, he does it on the butt. I know it's a long way down for him.
Touching his toes, man.
Whew. It is a long way down. Oh, but, you know, he does it on the bus. So people begin to look at him funny.
You know what?
The train.
I double dog dare Tim Mead.
Double dog
right
dare
now,
Tim Mead.
I double dog dare you right now. Get up on the bus.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not on the bus when you're listening to this, you need
to. He always
you
listens to us on the bus.
Okay, so if you're on the bus, you need to stand up right now.
Uh-huh.
And you need to do the actions to this song that I'm going to sing. You ready?
Go.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Eyes and ears and mouth and nose. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
Good job, Tim.
Yay,
I can't
Tim!
Believe you did that. I can't believe you did that. Wait, we all have to wait for Tim to stop laughing. We all have to wait. We'll wait. We're waiting. Go ahead. Okay, he can't hear us yet.
Yeah,
he's still laughing. Now he's got a little tear.
He's got to sit down.
He's got a tear and he's just sit down and he's embarrassed. He's all that beet red. He's like Mr. Tomato Head.
Yeah. Okay. Is it better now?
Wait, has he caught his breath yet? You know what? We're gonna have to go on without him. I think at this point we're just gonna have to move on.
Okay, leaving him behind. We're leaving you behind,
Tim.
listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
On today's show, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Oh, no, calls. We're going to take some calls. We got a lot of the calls, and we missed Alvin Friday, so we got Alvin today. We're just playing catch-up a little bit.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make art out of all the laptops that are in our house that we don't use anymore. What is this thing down here? This is the very first laptop I ever got, okay? When was that?
I have no idea.
1996, maybe? I'm thinking when I got this. It is
compact.
Old.
It doesn't work anymore. It has a floppy drive only.
Yeah. Came from EDS. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Maybe you shouldn't say that. Maybe an EDS on property. No, it does. It's a brick. It needs to go in the trash.
It really.
But I need to find out.
You're
not supposed to throw them in the trash. It's got mercury in it or something.
You're supposed to take them somewhere.
Hey there, listen.
He heard mercury.
I got one for you. Listen. Okay. Would you rather? Would you rather ride a
me?
Blood? Yeah. Would you rather ride a blood sucking goat that's been lit on fire?
Okay. Or,
no, not with an or, just on the goat.
You don't understand the game. There has to be another choice.
What?
There has to be two choices. You know, you have to say, would you rather walk in hot coals or
two choice goats? No, two blood sucking goats, not two choice goats.
No. There has
I'm
to be two different choices to the question.
My goats are too little to ride.
Get out.
What?
Get out! You don't understand the game.
Okay, well, I guess I'll have to leave. You know, I got hate mail this week.
You did?
Lisa don't like me.
Who's Lisa?
I don't know. Lisa from Texas.
Okay.
Lisa from Texas says I was on the show too much.
Well, I don't like you either.
Well, you and Lisa both. Wait, is your code name Lisa?
No. I have somebody else. Thank you.
Well, listen, I just wanted to tell Lisa that there's no hard feelings. I love you, Lisa, like I love Faith. I know, you know, we can't all have the magnanimous personality that I do. Mm-hmm. Some of us can't love others like we want to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people are just harder to love.
Some people play hard to get. I play hard to want.
Uh-huh. Hard to love, too.
What?
Huh?
I love people.
I think I hear your goats. Did you leave the gate open?
Goats. Listen, I came in here to tell you something.
Did you leave the gate open?
No, seriously, I came in here to tell you something.
No, I'm serious. I left the gate open.
No, I didn't leave the gate open. Listen, I was down there at the bar. You know, I was out in the bar witnessing to the bartender.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm trying to
get him
saved. You
go there a lot.
Trying to get him saved.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, this man walked in.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in with a wildebeest.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in with a wildebeest. Are you hearing me?
I hear you. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They bellied up to the bar, and they both started drinking.
Uh-huh.
It was the most amazing thing in my life.
Okay.
I mean, people just sitting around, we're all looking at each other like, you're seeing what I'm seeing?
Uh-huh.
Drinking with a wildebeest.
Okay.
It was amazing.
What exactly is a wildebeest?
One of those things with the spiny things in the back and the claws. He had those hoovesy things, and he put the.
Is this a real animal?
Yeah, wildebeest. Sure. Oh, yeah. They all over down there in Australia or somewhere.
Okay.
One of them exotic cattles.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so he was drinking. Mm-hmm. What was he having?
Beer. He's drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
So they proceeded to drink quite a bit of beer.
Mm-hmm.
More beer than I think maybe, you know, any man could probably handle, but especially the wildebeest.
Okay.
Well, about that time, they both stood up to leave the bar. They paid their tab, stood up to leave the bar. Well, the wildebeest kind of made this little half circle with his head and then fell right over.
Mm-hmm.
And the man looked over at him straight. And kind of straightened his shirt and then began to walk out of the bar.
Just left him there, huh?
The bartender, you know, Joe, the guy I've been witnessing to.
Right.
He called after him. He said, hey, buddy, you can't leave that line here. And the guy turned around and says, "That ain't a lion, that's a wildebeest." And he walked out of the bar.
Seriously, you're going with that?
You went through all that. Couldn't believe it.
You went through all that for your punchline.
Thank you. See you later.
Really?
That was for Lisa.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Who's Lisa? I need to speak with her.
Don't send Buford hate mail. You'll only encourage him. What is wrong with you people? Any attention is bad, okay?
Because he doesn't care if it's good or bad attention. He just thinks it's all good.
Well, I got four people.
You got four hate mail?
No. Four people that responded to Lisa saying, no, Buford, we love Buford. But I didn't want Buford to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, we wouldn't want that.
No.
Wouldn't want him to hear that.
No. So, what's
next? Are we going to listen to some...
Hold up, wait a minute, put a little love in it.
Are we going to listen to some listeners?
Yes, we're going to put a little love in it. We tried to call Scott from Media PA, but he called and he didn't answer the phone. So when he called me, I didn't answer the phone either, and he left this message.
Hello, Brad and Faith. Faith, I'm just calling to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you had a happy birthday. I just got done listening to your birthday episode.
He's not behind. I'm behind. We've had this call for a while.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I was surprised to hear you were 36. I mean, looking at pictures online, I wouldn't have guessed the day over 31, but, yeah.
You think she looks 31? I would have guessed 26.
I get 27 a lot.
27, 26, yeah.
31? First you tell me Fritos have to have flavored seasonings on them, and now you're telling me I'm 31? Oh, this is not good,
Brad looks
Scott.
About 10 years older.
Okay, you're better now. You really don't look 10 years older than me. You actually look very young. You don't look 40, just so you know.
Okay, I'm better.
Can we finish?
I guess so. Where was I?
You were old.
When taking calls, things a bad idea.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his mid-40s. Even older than me.
No. I am not in my mid-40s. I'm a very spry 40.
Now, of course, I don't really mean that. I'm just giving him a hard time. But
oh, he said it the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all a big joke to you, isn't it? It's all funny, funny, ha-ha.
Okay, you can. Little delayed there.
I'm getting better.
But, you know. Anyway, keep up the great work. God bless. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Scott from Media PA.
You're okay.
Next
You're
time,
still okay in my
phone.
Book.
Answer your phone, buddy.
I have a would you rather question for you. Oh, wait, I didn't leave it out. I'll find it again.
Oh, well, we did get a hold of Greg from Tacoma last week.
We did.
And he did a would you rather.
Uh-huh.
And he called us.
Uh-huh. Hi, guys. It's Greg in Tacoma. I was just calling to say I just heard your announcement that you're going to have an announcement next week about something major.
We had the announcement day before yesterday. Thursday,
yeah,
last week.
But you're
so if you missed it,
calls.
Go listen to the Thursday show from last week. It's called the Thanksgiving MLM Thanksgiving. MLMIN Thanksgiving. That's what the show is called. And you can check up on that announcement, that major announcement, which is going to be really cool. Probably next week you'll begin to see what you've been missing, if you know what I mean. I made a little pun there.
Yeah.
The ministry and that could have to do with the show and all that. And we have to wait a week. So I figured I would cheat. I'll call you. By the time that it gets played a week later, or a week and a half later, I will already know. So how cool is that? Anyways, bye.
He's got this whole thing figured out.
Yeah, he does. He knows how long you take.
He's got all this figured out. By the way, Alvin, I forgot to tell him I was on the phone, but I only have one more call from you. So let's go. Get on the ball. We can't do Friday without Alvin. So
that's right.
Although we did last week by mistake. Okay.
Hey, Faith. Hey, Brad. It's Chris from the podcast you like to call the 2-bit name-stealing coattail riding the Jesus Geek.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I like that a lot.
I think I'll start using that. Thanks for the idea. That is JesusGeeks.com.
Yeah, I admit it. So what? What are you going to do about it?
Make fun of you forever?
Yeah, that's...
Till you quit, change your name?
Anyways.
That's all we got.
Something happened this weekend. Made me think of you, brother.
What's that?
Yeah, I was working at a conference. Well, I almost only went to a conference and an infomercial thinly disguised as a conference.
Yes?
No. This has nothing to do with the show.
Oh. She's giving me signs over there. Telling me to steal a bass or something.
Stop.
I don't know what she's...
Do you have your Carmex in your desk is what I'd like to know?
Yes, I do.
But can I have it, please?
Sure.
Not trying to stop the show for that. Just need a little chapstick.
There you go. Well, I thought you were telling me to steal second. I didn't know what you were talking about.
But I digress. And one of the speakers got up there and he said, luckily for us, God is outside of time. And me and the tech booth just started laughing and snickering for quite a while, thinking of you, man. And everyone around was just staring at me, giving these strange looks. But, man, you do bring some laughter into my heart. And
I'm
glad. I want to say thank you. And keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you.
You bring a smile to all of us.
I hope
Bye.
So. I hope so.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Carmex says...
Oh, brother.
What? Carmex says... That it's for cold sores.
Yes. That's right.
I don't think I should take this because it says Karma Labs. I don't think I
should. Spelled with a C, not a K, man.
I don't care. You're not supposed to defile yourselves. I'm doing study in Daniel. You're not supposed to defile yourselves. Look at it says cold sore. It doesn't
that's
say
right.
anything. My lips are burning.
That's right. It's for cold sores, fever blisters, and chapped
lips. I don't have
lips.
Cold sores or fever blisters.
If you have a fever blister, if you have a fever blister, then you should not use Carmex.
With a C.
Right.
Okay.
There's a kid that went to my high school. His name was Justin. His last name was Case.
Just in case.
I'm gonna have to require some proof on that one. I'm sorry. That
can't be true.
That can't be true.
Lottie Dye made that up.
You're making that up.
She made it up.
Just in case.
No.
Nobody would do that to their child. They wouldn't do it. No.
Do you pick him for your team?
Just in case. There's so many jokes.
We might need
so
him.
So many jokes. Spinning.
Really?
Where do you start?
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I don't even believe it.
I don't believe it.
She was there and she doesn't believe it.
I want proof. Email me a snapshot of your high school yearbook.
You know what I like
name.
About Lottie Da is that she doesn't even say hi or bye anymore. She just launches into the conversation.
That's
exactly what April and I do when we call each other. I call and I go, did you know that? And she'll call me and I'll, okay, yeah, click. And we do say goodbye. But I mean, we just we never say hello. We just launch into conversation. I just think
that's
cute.
What we need from everybody. By the way, I'm implementing a new rule. If you call me and leave a message, mm-hmm. I do have caller ID on the message that you're leaving. Therefore, you have automatically surrendered your right to be called for the Would You Rather contest. So if you call me and leave a message, expect to be called for Would You Rather.
Well, that might keep people from calling.
This is your official legal warning. You cannot sue me.
For what?
Hi, is this where I leave a message for Buford or John Wilkerson? Because I guess John was supposed to send Buford some elephants. Well, he sent them to California. So I want these elephants out of my house.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
That's Jesus.
Are we going to finish the elements?
Yeah, I was hoping he would say, hello, this is Jesus King.
By the time I get back from Disneyland, okay, Buford? Okay, John?
By the way, they're going to make a mess in his yard. I can tell you that right now.
Woo, he's going to be stinky.
Jen and Dave, if you listen to you, ma'am, would enjoy the Jen and Dave show. You should listen to the Jen and Dave show. You would like that show. It's right up your alley.
That's the elephant and toddler.
They can't see you doing the elephant.
I don't care. I can't do the elephant sound effects.
What was that again? How does the elephant... What was the elephant doing when you...
Morgan could do elephant sound effects really good.
Really?
Like, she can sound like an
elephant.
How does
she sound when she does it?
I can't do it. And I'm not doing that again.
Is that with an elephant?
No, that's not how she sounds. She sounds like when they're, you know, whatever that sound effects is that they
what
do.
Was that
when
one?
I don't know, because I can't make an elephant sound effect.
I like the first one.
That shut up, I have Carmex. It's the Carmex.
Well, I think that you did make an elephant sound.
But not the one I wanted. It was the wrong one.
Wrong end there. So the little visual thing you're doing was the tail?
No, it's his trunk.
Oh.
What is the matter with you?
Well, I heard the and I just assumed.
That's his trunk. You know, little kids, you hold your arm and you wave your arm up.
Sure.
Lauren walks around and does it all the time. I taught her that last week with the whole elephant business.
Awesome.
Now she said, I elephant, mama, I elephant.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.
By the way, you should listen to the Jen and Dave show.
Yeah, you told me that already. Yeah.
They went to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Disneyland.
They went to Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
and they did three shows after mm-hmm. they got back. And I haven't listened to the second two, but I listened to the first one and it was hilarious. And they get there and they stay in the Motel 6, okay, because it's recommended and it's like the cheapest, like I think they said it was like $60 instead of $160 mm-hmm. and everything else. And then there's the tram they take. Well, they get on the tram or the trolley or the bus or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They get on it and they sit. And it's so funny because they get on the bus and they're waiting for the bus. And this crazy woman walks up. And they call her Crazy Lady. And she evidently she was there like every day. And she told them she worked at the zoo and that her friend had a wheelchair. And she wasn't sure that their friend could get on the bus. Well, there was no friend. But when she got on the bus, she asked the lady if the wheelchair ramp worked so her friend could get on the bus. And and the lady who's riding the bus says, it sure does, ma'am. It still works. So evidently, like, this happened
a lot. Yeah.
So they ride the bus with the crazy lady all the way to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And they get there, and they realize they don't have their tickets.
No.
Like, so they got to stay on the bus and go all the way back to the hotel.
It's a motel. Was the motel nice?
Yes. They said it was very nice. There was no extras. They said the
bed
was...
Well, it's a Motel 6.
Right.
There are no extras. But you may get... What's his name? Jim Odell.
He'll leave the light on for you. No, they said there was like no, you know, there was no extras, you know, there was no free coffee, there was no, you know, that stuff. But you didn't need any of that because as soon as you got up, you were gone.
The carpet clean?
But they said the bathroom was clean. They said the room was very clean and the bed was great. They said the bed was huge and very comfortable, and that's all they cared about.
I don't know.
It was a Disney partner or something. It's a recommended place to stay.
Since I've become a Marriott.
They told this story about like getting off to use the restroom and they got off in like Mexicanville and they couldn't find a place to use the restroom. It was great. You would like that show.
Talk
about coupons and saving money and it's just, uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What?
Our computer just, the computer we're fixing to, there it goes. Hold on.
Are you okay?
We have to wait for it to catch up with us.
Did we stop? Hello?
I'm still here, but I don't think our computer is. We may be talking like leave it. All right, so I'm going to stop the show now, and we're not going to have a Roman road, and I'm hoping that I can salvage this puppy. It's almost 30 minutes. We've done another 30-minute show.
Yeah. What is the matter with us?
I don't know. We didn't even finish David's call. So, aww. All right, well, I'm going to stop the show and see if I can get this saved down before it blows up.
Okay.
Dios con Dios, everybody.
Dios con Dios.
And next week we won't have this problem. I hope.